Remove your steps some distance from me. At this space, a few words I dare change. But first put on your borrowed shape. How, O guileless, by promise I was thine, the heavens do witness. But they can witness too a rape done on my truth. How I do love thee. Yet, O guileless, and yet must appear in tendering thy freedom, for I find the constant preservation of thy merit by thy not daring to attempt my fame with injury of any loose conceit, which might give deeper wounds to discontent. Continue this fair race, then, though I cannot add to thy comfort, yet I shall more often remember from what fortune I am fallen, and pity mine own ruin. Live. Live happy. Happy in thy next joys, that thou mayst people this barren age with virtues in thy issue. And oh, when thou art married, think on me with mercy, not contempt. I hope thy wife, hearing my story, will not scorn my fall. Now let us part. Uncivil, sir, forbear. Where I can turn affection into vengeance, your reputation, if you value any, lies bleeding at my feet. Unworthy man! If ever henceforth thou appear in language, message, or letter to betray my frailty, I'll call thy former protestations lust, and curse my stars for forfeit of my judgment. Go thou, fit only for disguise and walks to hide thy shame. This once I spare thy life. I laugh at mine own confidence. My sorrows by thee are made inferior to my fortunes. If ever thou didst harbour worthy love, dare not to answer. My good genius guide me, that I may never see thee more. Go from me.